What do you want to be when you grow up? What would you like to do? What is your dream job? What aspirations and hopes go on there, Sophie?
I want to be a teacher.
You want to be a teacher. That's a great, great, noble profession. But now, parents, what do you want for your children when they grow up? Maybe you've got ideas about what you would like them to do when they grow up. I wonder if the two match. I wonder if the aspirations of the parents match the hopes of the children. Well, we're in this season, aren't we, where, what's it, year sixes, just got a few more weeks to go. Have you done your SATs yet? Yeah, you've done your SATs, so it's all party time now to the end of term. And then you go up to secondary school in September, the big school, yeah? And there'll be other littler ones who are looking forward to going up to primary school infant and some going up to junior. We've got people who are a bit older, they're doing exams right now. And you're looking forward to going to sixth form college, and others are looking forward to going to university. That's scary. Going up to big school is scary, isn't it? There's lots of uncertainty. What class are you going to land in? Who are you going to be your form mates or form enemies, maybe? What's it going to be like in a much bigger school? And you've got all these different subjects, and you've got all this homework. Or at least I hope you get homework, otherwise I'm not paying my taxes. But it's all this uncertainty going on as you move up to the next school or to school or to university. But for those going to primary school, for those going to secondary school, amongst all the unknowns, amongst all the worries and anxieties that you might have, I can tell you with something with absolute 100% certainty. I can predict this. This will happen. On the day that you go up to your school, your parents will photograph you, probably near the front door, and they will post that picture on Instagram or Facebook. I can guarantee this amongst all the uncertainty. It's something to do with the aspirations that your parents have for you, the hopes and dreams and the desire and the pride that they have in you. But let me tell you something today. That between God the Father and Jesus the Son, there is this same hopes and aspirations thing going on. Not with a social media post. I don't think God's worried about that. But God the Father has desires for Jesus the Son. God the Father has hopes. He has a purpose for him. He has things for him to do. And Jesus the Son embraces all this and says, yeah, I'll take it on. I'll grow up into it. I will fulfill the works that God the Father has to do. And so in that sense, they're intimately connected. And if you like, it's the ultimate Father-Son business, the ultimate father-son business. But this father-son business, rather than like an everyday father-son business that maybe some of you are involved in, maybe it's a corner shop or an architecture firm or an engineering firm or something that does industry, that makes money, that does things as businesses do in the world. The father-son business I am talking about between God and Jesus is a business not of making money, but of love. Of love and desire. And that desire is not just for Jesus the Son. That desire is for the whole of creation, the whole of this planet in which we are on right now, and everybody, every person on that planet, which means every person in here, which means you, and me. A business of love and desire. It's like God can't help himself but to love. It just kind of like pours out of him. And before you know it, you've got creation. Before you know it, you've got the world. Before you know it, you've got us. And him through the Son is loving us. Well, you might be sitting there thinking, well, that sounds all nice and romantic, but we know, don't we, that creation, our world, our lives is a pretty broken place. We know that us as humans make a pretty bad job of responding to that kind of love. We make a good job of messing things up. Right now, right this instant, there will be horrendous things done by some people to other people, and things are broken all over the place. But here's another thing about that father-son business. It is to love, but it is to go on loving even as things are broken. And to restore and put back together the father-son business, to love and restore. In the reading that Ron brought from us is a little story from the life of Jesus. And the bit he read is a little conversation that strikes up on the back of something that has just happened a few sentences before in the story, where Jesus sees a guy who had this life-limiting condition for 38 years. I mean, imagine being in your sling for 38 years with your arm like that. But it was much worse for this guy. And Jesus came along and they exchanged just a few sentences. And then Jesus said, "You can get up, take your mat and walk." And he did. Suddenly, after 38 years of being immobile, he is able to get up, roll up his mat, and walk away, restored. And then there is this conversation that follows. Ron read it to us, and in that Jesus says, the Father raises up and gives life, and the Son does the same, raises and gives life. The Son does exactly as he sees the Father doing. In fact, the Son only does as he sees the Father doing, because it is that ultimate father-son business. Raises and gives life. So for that poor invalid struck 38 years, but now he's healed. He has all his movement. He can get up. He can walk. He can walk away and enjoy the rest of his life. And Jesus gives him the freedom to do that. Says, get up and walk. You can go. But remember, Jesus says the Father raises and gives life. That's the life of God. That's the life of God that can't help but love, that can't help but create and love, and then even when it's broken, to go on loving and restore. That's the life that Jesus is talking about when he says the Father raises up and gives life and the Son does the same. So what he's saying is that the guy can walk away for sure. But to truly live is to embrace that love from God through Jesus the Son and take part in it. And when you take part in it, you can't just keep it for yourself. It flows through you and you receive it and then start giving it out yourself and go on giving. And so in that way, you join the father-son business and take part with the Father and the Son in his great restoration project. But that project is not easy. I mean, we've already said the world is a broken, painful place. For Jesus to pursue that restoration project would ultimately mean a point where people set upon him and cruelly tortured him and then hung him on a cross to die. And yet he embraced that because he was about his Father's business. And curiously, this way of laying down a life and dying was God's way of fixing things, of enabling raising to life. And Jesus was alive again within 3 days. and enabling life for everyone.
That is the deal that
Isaac and Danette are joining in with today, marked through their baptism.
They are getting on board with that life-restoring project, but it will not be easy. There will be tough times. It will require grit, determination, and taking tough decisions and tough actions. Of laying themselves down so that the love of God can truly flow through them to give to others.
That's why with the baptism deal, we make such a big deal of it. We have a big pool of water, and the person comes to be baptized, and they go right down into the water to show old life, old way of thinking, old way of doing stuff is gone. I can't do that stuff anymore because I'm coming up with the life of God. Raised to God's new life-giving restoration project. The old is gone. The new starts now. And that's what they're embarking on. And there's one other thing that Jesus says in these few sentences. He then said, and you know, the Father gives all judging of every person to the Son, that people may honour the Son. How could the Father do that? It's because the Father knew that the Son, Jesus, had exactly the same values through to his core as the Father. And so the Father knew that the Son would judge and decide exactly the same as the Father would. And so was able to entrust him with all that. Today, Isaac and Annette are choosing to honour the Son. And saying, yeah, that's what I'm part of too. I'm going to work out what it means for my life. And this is an exercise that for all people who decide to follow Jesus, it's an exercise for all of us that is a lifetime exercise, because we don't get it right. We don't instantly have all the answers. But for the rest of my life, I'm going to work out what it means for me to live with exactly the same values as Jesus the Son and therefore God the Father. For me to live making exactly the same decisions that Jesus the Son would make, that God the Father would make. For me to live doing exactly the same things that Jesus would do in the love of a God the Father. That's the decision they are embarking on today. That is a lifelong enterprise, to receive the love of God, let it flow through, and to give. And to give, and to give. That's a decision that each and every one of us here today can also make if we choose to do so. We can say, yeah, I want to be in on this life-restoring project. I want to be in on this. And I guess I can narrow it down to four sort of responses that I'll talk about quickly. The first is, no thanks. I just walk away. That's fine. Jesus gives you the freedom to do that. Therefore, I give you the freedom to do that. You could just walk away. The second response, I'm going to call a healthy maybe. You're kind of not convinced, and maybe this is the first time you've heard someone talk this kind of stuff. And you think, that sounds interesting, but I'm really, like, not sure, but I'm not going to discount it. I'm not going to say no. So it's a maybe. It's a healthy maybe. I'm maybe open to hear more some other time. But that's about it. That's fine. I get that. If this is the first time that you've come to a place like this and you've heard this kind of talk, I get that your response today might simply be a healthy maybe. In a few moments after I've explained the other two, I'll pray for you, and that'll be great. But the next response might be, yeah, a little yes. Still got lots of questions, still got stuff I way don't understand. I mean, what was this about Jesus and dying and all that? But yes, I want to know more. I want to find out more. We love that. We love that. And we would say, join us. We would create a little group. We call them lifeboats. So come on in with us and just explore who Jesus was, what he said and what he did, and how it makes sense, and what that says for our lives. And I would say, if someone's invited you here today, and you're thinking, little yes, then say to them, I don't know, let's say Rachel and Darren invited you today. Say to Rachel and Darren after this morning, say, Rachel, could we form a lifeboat? Could you make some space in your diary? Could you open your home so that I could just try and understand this Jesus guy a bit more? We'd love to do that. So talk to people you know who are in the church so we can form these little groups and explore together. And the best way to do it is a whole family, if that makes sense. Bring in your children and do it together. Say, what does the life of Jesus mean for me and my family? In a little boat, with a little yes to start with. But it may be that today, from what you're seeing, from what you're hearing, you're thinking, I'm in. Big yes. This all makes sense. I don't understand it all, but somehow it makes sense. I want to join. I want to be part of this. I want to say yes to Jesus in a way that Annette described and Isaac described. I'll work out the details later, but for me, it's big yes. That's fantastic. We will pray in a moment. So healthy maybes, let's pray now, and I'm just going to pray a blessing on you. It's great that you're here today. Thank you, Father God, for your desire for us, seen through Jesus. And now, Spirit of God, pour your blessings on my friends and acquaintances and families here this morning. May in the coming weeks they see more of you. And may they learn to know your blessing on their lives. Amen.